You have to forgive yourself. And you're going to have to confront her. But you don't have to do that alone.
No, no, you're not.
I'm doing it for the others. Because they have no idea the risk they've taken coming down here.
We have to move.
Time's up.
All right. I don't know any combination. Not consciously, anyway.
How about instinctively, huh?
I have somebody standing in your father's office right now, ready to tap in the combination.
Give me the first six numbers that come to your head right now.
I have no idea.
Right now! I said right now! Right now!
5-2-8-4-9-1.
Better than that. All right, bag them. We're going for a ride.
What more do you like? You hear me?
Again.
That boy's relationship with his father is even worse than we imagined.
This helps us how?
The stronger the issues, the more powerful the catharsis.
How are you going to reconcile them if they're so estranged?
Well, I'm working on that, aren't I?
Move faster. Projections are closing in quick. We got to break out of here before we're totally boxed in.
Mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
Now we need to shift his animosity from his father to his godfather.
You're going to destroy his one positive relationship?
No, we repair his relationship with his father by exposing his godfather's true nature. We should charge Fisher a lot more than science over this job.
What about his security? It's going to get worse as we go deeper.
You know, I think we run with Mr. Charles.
No.
Who's Mr. Charles?
Bad idea.
The second we get into that hotel and approach Fisher, his security's going to be all over us. We run with Mr. Charles like we did on the Stein job.
So you've done it before?
Yeah, and it didn't work. The subject realized he was dreaming and his subconscious tore us to pieces.
Excellent, but you learned a lot, right?
You need some kind of distraction.
No problem. How about a lovely lady that I've used before?
Listen to me, you drive carefully, all right?
Yeah.
Everything down there is going to be unstable as hell.
Don't jump too soon. We only got one shot at that kick we got to make.
I'll play the music to let you know it's coming. The rest is on you. You ready?
Ready!
Sweet dreams.
Am I boring you? I was telling you my story. I guess it wasn't to your liking.
I have a lot on my mind.
There goes Mr. Charles.
Mr. Fisher.
Right?
Pleasure to see you again. Rod Green from marketing. And you must be?
Leaving. In case you get bored.
Must have blown you off. That is, unless her phone number really is only six digits. Funny way to make friends, someone stealing your wallet like that.
God damn it. Wallet alone's worth at least
about $500, right? Listen, don't worry about it. My people are already on it as we speak.
Who or what is Mr. Charles?
It's a gambit designed to turn Fisher against his own subconscious.
And why don't you approve?
Because it involves telling the Mark that he's dreaming, which involves attracting a lot of attention to us.
Didn't Cobb say nothing to do that?
So now you've noticed how much time Cobb spends doing things he says never to do.
Mr. Sire, can I have a moment?
I'm sorry about that.
Wait!
You look a bit back here. Very amusing, Mr. Hughes.